Good morning. Today we will be looking at Jesus' statement when he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." We are reflecting on this statement through the lens of the story of the rich young ruler, found in Mark 10, 17 to 22. It reads, "Now as he was going out on the road, one came running, knelt before him, and asked him, 'Good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?' So Jesus said to him, 'Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is, God. You know the commandments: do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, honor your father and your mother.' And he answered and said to him, 'Teacher, all these things I have kept from my youth.' Then Jesus, looking at him, loved him, and said to him, 'One thing you lack. Go your way, sell whatever you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross and follow me.' But he was sad at this word and went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions." This is the word of the Lord. The son of a wealthy man expected to receive a sports car for his graduation. Instead, his dad called him into his study, told him that he loved him, and handed him a wrapped-up present. When he opened it, he found it to be a box containing a leather-bound Bible with his name inscribed on the spine. Angrily, the young man tossed the box on his father's desk and stormed out, saying, "With all your money, all you can give me is a miserable Bible." And they never spoke again, despite the fact that the young man's father tried hard to contact him. Years later, the son got a call to say his dad had died, leaving him everything. As he was going through his father's belongings, he found that Bible still in his box. Curious, he took the Bible out of the box and opened it. The page fell open at a passage his father had marked, and as he looked at the page, he noticed that his dad had underlined Matthew 7, verse 11. "If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your father give what is good to those who ask him?" And as he read it, a car key fell from inside the Bible. It had a tag with a dealer's name on it, for the sports car that he had wanted years earlier. On the tag beside his graduation date was written the words, "Paid in full, love, Dad." The young man missed a wonderful present from his father because of his greed. Jesus said, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Matthew 6:21. Very often we allow money, greed, covetousness, and an unsatisfied desire for more to captivate our hearts, to the point where we become so aloof to invitations of knowing Jesus Christ or giving our lives to Him. Very often, too, we have the notion that we can get saved if we do this or do that, or if we keep the law or the easier commandments. We might even stretch it to say, "I can get into heaven if I attend church occasionally, pay tithes, or keep the Sabbath." But principal to the gospel is the reality that for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. We do not receive salvation or eternal life by working for it. It is freely given. To receive it, we put our faith genuinely in Jesus Christ, that He died on the cross for our sins. And again, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." This rich young ruler was mindful of the coming judgment and life after death. He believed there was eternal life after this state of things, but he had wrong notions about the way and manner of attaining it. He thought it was to be had by the works of the law. He came and greeted Jesus by kneeling at his feet. "Good teacher," he said, "what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" Jesus replied, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is, God." Here, Jesus was not denying his own divinity. Rather, Jesus was immediately getting the man to think about what good really means. Since only God is good, then what we normally call human goodness might be something else entirely. Jesus then recited six of the commandments in answering the question. The man replies, "All these I have kept from my youth." The young man was obviously sincere in his pursuit of righteousness. His problem was that he considered himself to be faultless concerning the law. And this is the point that Jesus challenged. Jesus told him, "One thing you lack. Go your way, sell whatever you have, and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come, take up the cross, and follow me." The rich young man decided that Jesus was asking for too much. All he had amassed over the years and can still attain, Jesus was asking him to give it all up for eternal life. He rejected the precious invitation of following Jesus, which is far greater than any wealth he could ever obtain, and he went away sad and heartbroken. Jesus was showing him, and by extension us, that there is only one way to the Father, there is only one way to eternal life, and that Jesus is the truth. In telling the young man to keep the commandments, Jesus was not saying that he could be saved by obeying these commandments. Rather, Jesus was emphasizing the law as God's perfect standard. If you keep the law perfectly, then you can escape sin's penalty, but that's a very big if. When the man responded that he met the law's standard, Jesus simply touched on the issue that proved the man did not measure up to God's holiness. The man was not willing to follow the Lord, if that meant he must give up his wealth. Thus, the man was breaking the two greatest commands. He did not love the Lord with all his heart, and he did not love his neighbor as himself. He loved himself and his money more. Far from keeping all the commandments as he had claimed, the man was a sinner like everyone else. The law proved it. If the man had loved God and other people more than he did his property, he would have been willing to give up his wealth to the service of God and man. But that was not the case. He had made an idol of his wealth, and he loved it more than God. With surgical precision, Jesus exposes the greed in the man's heart. Greed the man did not even suspect he had. Jesus used the man's love of money to show how the man fell short of God's holy standard, as do we all. The rich young ruler needed the Savior, and so do we. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus, the truth. What he says about the way to salvation and life is truth. From this story, we saw that our ideas and thoughts are often flawed when compared to Jesus' standard and truth about salvation and life. We need to follow Jesus and obey his truth because he is the only way to life. Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." The truth is, Jesus died for you, for me, so that we can have life, eternal life, true life in the fellowship of the triune God. The truth is, if you do not believe in Jesus, repent and confess your sins, you will die in it, separated from God eternally. The truth is, all that we now hold on to and think can give us meaning and life, we will all die and leave them. They cannot give us life. Only Jesus can. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and in the end lose his own soul? For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Will you recognize your need for salvation? Jesus is the only way. He is the truth and the life. Choose Jesus today.